Let us commence our worship this evening with hymn number one. The tune is A-Bridge 86. Great God, how infinite art thou! What worthless worms are we! Let the whole race of creature bow and pay their praise to thee. Thy throne eternal ages stood, ere seas or stars were made. Thou art the ever-living God, where all the nations dead.
Thank you.
read this evening from the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 40, the 40th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand for ever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountains. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counsellor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isle as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing, and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heaven as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. May the Lord bless his word, that word that reveals to you and me his sovereignty, his almighty power, and the sovereign right to do according to his will amongst the armies of heaven and the inhabitants of the earth. May he teach us to pray. O Lord, we would truly come humbly before thee, realizing we are but grasshoppers in thy sight. But what a mercy, Lord, thou dost cause people to be turned around in their thoughts. Thou dost exercise them, Lord, with a new heart that would honour thy majesty and holiness. And we come before thee this night, Lord, with that desire to be brought to the footstool of mercy, and would acknowledge, Lord, thy goodness and mercies that have followed us all the days of our life. Thou art infinite in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. For who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression the remnant of thy heritage? Thou retaineth not thine anger forever, for thou delightest in mercy. We do plead thy mercy, Lord, to us here this evening. We need to be given strength, Lord, and help to have our ears brought to the doorpost of the door, that we might receive, Lord, something that shall profit our souls in our journeying on through this wilderness world, that we might be weaned more from the world, may be made wise unto salvation through faith in Christ. Oh Lord, may we feel to be upon holy ground this night as we come, Lord, and thankful for this sanctuary. And may it be a sanctuary to our souls, for Jesus to draw near, comfort our hearts, rend the heart of marble of our heart where needful, and bless us, Lord, with a new heart that would seek more and more of thy grace, evidences of thy love, and those tokens for good. Oh Lord, do bless, Lord, our flocks this night, connected with us, Lord, and the relay system, and we ourselves here. And do, Lord, be our guard and our guide. And don't, Lord, leave us. Don't leave us, Lord, depart from thy ways. We feel to be but poor followers of thee. But we do hope, Lord, we have a desire to see Jesus, to hear his pardoning voice, for him to show us those tokens of his love, to strengthen our weak hands, confirm our feeble knees, and say unto us with a fearful heart, fear not, thy God will come with vengeance. We need him, Lord, to drive out the buyers and the sellers. We need him to keep us unspotted in this present evil world. We need thee to protect us, Lord, from harm, from the devil walking about as a lion, seeking whom he may devour, and as subtle as a serpent that deceived our first parents. O Lord, do then bless us and uphold us. Meet their cases, Lord. Give us a case and meet it, we pray thee. Show us, Lord, those real evidences that we are amongst thy children, following on to know thee and seeing that closer walk.
See, Lord, that thou would touch our hearts. Thou prick us in the conscience. Thou make us yet willing in the day of thy power to cast in our lot, Lord, with our churches. We do beg of thee, or is anything too hard for thee? 'Tis thee must work, Lord, and who will let it? Who will hinder it? If it's thy work, it must flourish and bear fruit in the courts of the Lord. We thank thee, Lord, for that measure of health and strength. We often think, Lord, we'd rather be stronger, but Lord, what is that to thee? Thou hast said, follow thou me, and we must be brought to feel a little fellowship and a sorrowfulness over our sins that have caused thee, Lord, such suffering here upon the earth. And thou hast said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me, and I will no wise cast out. O Lord, do not cast us out because of our iniquities, but do break down these barriers of sin, Lord, and unite us to fear in thy name, and show us those real tokens, and apply the precious promises that he and him in Christ, that shall encourage us, Lord, to walk in humility and in love toward the Lord Jesus Christ, who has done great things for sinners. And we have to say, and if free grace, why not for me? We ask you to have mercy upon our guilty land and nation, so wild, so worldly, so earthbound, so carnally reasoning in everything they seem to do. And they have the responsibilities, Lord, of the nation upon their shoulders. But what a mercy, Lord, that thou dost reign. Thou art, Lord, the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Thou art the God that rules on high and thunders when he pleases. And we do pray, Lord, that thou be our guide and our guide, and thou be with us down to old age. And then through mercy may we be gathered, pardoned from all our sin, washed in the blood of Christ, and presented perfect in the merits of Jesus. Oh, do, Lord, encourage us to still follow thee, to wait upon thee, to that renewed strength. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Do appear for a poor sinner, to give him what is speak in the hour. Feed the flock of God amongst us, Lord. We do pray thee, through our feeble ministry, and thou shalt have all the glory and the praise as we seek these favours with the pardon of all our sin with Christ Jesus alone. Amen. Let us further sing hymn 897. The tune is Remington 395. Ye poor afflicted souls, give ear, who seek the Lord, that fear his frown. What things ye ask in fervent prayer, believing Christ will send them down. If sin is loathsome to thy heart, and show a most ill-favoured smart, if guilt affords thee fearful smart, it flows from Jesus' love and grace.
Oh,
please to help me. I would direct you prayerfully to Isaiah chapter 40 and reading verses 28 and 29. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. What a word, dear friends, that we have. A precious word is the 40th Isaiah, as one portion of God's word that we are favoured to have in our presence. But when it comes down, dear friends, when he suggests here, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God, we realise that we should be pricked in the conscience, because we're so often in that state of mind. And the devil, dear friends, mocks you and says, where is now your God in the midst of those sorrowful and tried things that you and I have to endure in our lives? But what a mercy when he comes back with this word, hast thou not known? Hast thou not known the pathway of God's providences? Hast thou not known the pathway of God's purposes in sending his dear son to suffer, bleed and die on Calvary's tree? Have you not known this mighty Saviour Jesus? Hast thou wanted to know or deny to know? Solemn searching, isn't it, of the word of God as we read it? Hast thou not heard? We have all heard, dear friends, the gospel. We've all heard the Bible read. We've read it ourselves. But hast thou not heard about the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? And he fainted not. Many may think today there's a great falling away. Yes, there is. But there are many, dear friends, who will tremble at the majesty of God, at his sovereignty, at his storms of life, even that have been very effectual in the country in causing havoc. God's almighty hand. And we do need to be given broken hearts and contrite spirits to consider our way, to consider God, and not to lose sight of him, but to wait upon him for that renewed strength. And he says here that he fainteth not, neither is weary. He's an eternal God, an everlasting God. We have sung about it, we have read about it, and he alone can become your refuge and your strength when you and I are in trouble. Where do we go? The nearest we have in the ties of nature, or at that time, or in our lives. But how foolish and slow of heart we are to take our concerns to God. We seem often to neglect him, forsake him, and to think that our own wisdom is sufficient to bring us through these trials. But what a mercy. You see, you know, our way is not hid from the Lord. He knows the way that you and I take. He knows your concerns in your minds this evening. Maybe matters that may be minute circumstance becomes a mountain. But who art thou, great mountain? Before the rubber ball, Prince of Peace, thou shalt become a plain. All for more faith and trust in this almighty, gracious, sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all our times in his hands, all events at his command. Hast thou not known then this God? Has he never revealed himself to you? Oh, solemn thing, if we could say he's never been revealed to us, we shouldn't be here, would we? If he'd never revealed himself to us, if he'd not pricked us in the conscience again about the welfare of our never-dying soul. Few acknowledge that they have a soul, don't they? But they will know, dear friends, that the end comes and they're brought before the judgment seat of God. And who can escape what the word of God's truth tells us? So hast thou not heard? We brought there then and asked the Lord, do hear our voice. We come before thee with a desire to reverence thy holy name. We come with a desire, poor and needy, seeking thee and asking thee, and asking our way to Zion with our faces that would show me a token. The Lord then, he fainteth not, neither is weary. He's omnipotent, he's omniscient. And where mercy is, he's omnipresent. And we want his omnipresence, don't we, in the house of God? We cannot see him, but by faith we believe. His eyes upon us, and his ear open unto our cry, as within our homes, as within our circumstances, day by day. We seem to be get carried away, and we may have to concentrate on those things that we do in our time state. And rightly so. We do it, though, we trust in the fear of the Lord and pray that we might realise he's the creator of the ends of the earth. Nothing is going to happen by chance in this world of sin and woe, but he'll come and judge the world in his righteousness. And he's going to send those angels, dear friends, with those judgments at last to bring everything back, dear friends, to that sad state, dear friends, when sinners will be left out of heaven because they've never been given repentance and godly sorrow for sin. And they will be destroyed when he destroys, dear friends, the present world. And those of in the covenant, dear friends, they will hear his voice. Because he's coming to redeem them from the curse of the broken law, and who can say how nigh? There are times then in his hand, time to be born, a time to die, and a time for all these things. And so hast thou not known? Has it not been brought to your notice that God, the Lord God omnipotent, reigns? You've been made to tremble at his majesty. You better look on and say in the circumstances in your life, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. You've heard of the everlasting God. You now begin to believe in God. For he says, whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He's your maker and your creator. And men here below dabble, dear friends, in nature. Dabble, dear friends, in things that are God's privilege, aren't they? They're God's opportunity and God's reverence and godly fear. That is the one that creates, dear friends, the babes, creates the ends of the earth, creates also, dear friends, a chosen people. And he'll also bring to the end those that are not in the covenant. How solemn is the truth then as we read through it? And there's much we know so little of, but all we do know and believe that God reigns and has been manifested in our lives. He's given us answers to prayer, and he brings us into afflictive dispensations, and he tries our faith. He's going to prove you and me whether it's a real desire or whether it's some manufactured religion that we have.
by our own natural wisdom. And so we have to seek the Lord that he would favour us to be given this power. He says there is no searching of his understanding. You see, in his infinity, he's so too wise to be mistaken. He's too good to be unkind. And yet, he'll bring you to be faint-hearted and faint, ready to faint. And then he says, as he is made to realise his almighty sovereign power, his infinite wisdom and grace, he has to show us plainly in the midst of the sorrows of the way that he giveth his power. That mysterious work of grace in yourself, that mysterious power, when you're ready to faint, he strengthens you, he supports you and favours you, that he might increase your strength. Strength, not necessarily bodily, strength of faith. That faith which is a substance of things hopeful. You cling to these precious promises of God's word. You seek to hold fast to the truth as it is in him, and brought to wait upon the Lord to renew your strength. What a mercy. The Lord has that door of mercy that stands open all day to the poor and the needy that knock by the way, and he will bestow his mercies upon them. You sometimes, as I say, are ready to faint, but he strengthens your weak hands. He confirms you in your felt feebleness and weariness. And sometimes you can get weary in well-doing, but he said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. We've tried to reap, don't we? We sow in tears in the midst of the sorrows of the way. We come with weeping and supplication because he's appointed it. Supplicating the throne of grace that the Lord will manifest to us, no matter what time of day it is, time of year, no matter season they're passing through, we read here, he fainted not, neither is weary. This is faith we need to believe in the scriptures that have been left on record for your comfort and your hope and mine. Neither is weary. Oh, what a mercy. It's a wonder we don't weary him, dear friends, with our forsaking him, our neglecting him. But you see, he's not. He withholds his power for a purpose. And his purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. He has these appointed times of visits to the souls of his people. Wondering sometimes, you feel to be dead. Wonder where the scene's going to end. Do I know anything of this real religion of God's elect? Of course you do. Because of an exercise in yourself to wait upon the Lord to yet favour you with that renewing of that precious promise that you're holding fast to because you trust he applied it with power to your soul. And you bless him for these visits, these former visits you think upon, and you ask him to come again, confirm them. You're not left to murmur like Jacob did, my way is hid from the Lord. We see, we're so prone, aren't we, to wander and forget what he has done for us already. And so we have to wait upon the Spirit to be our remembrancer, to bring to our remembrance whatsoever he has spoken to us, whatsoever he has showed us in the pathway, in their many mysterious deliverances that he has bestowed upon us. And so, when you are ready to faint, he fainteth not. And so, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbereth, we're told, nor sleepeth. Why those doubts? Why those fears? Jesus, you know, remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Morning, noon, and night, he'll hear your prayers, even the countless thousands, maybe millions of prayers that are offered up at him day by day. But to him, what are these things? Just a time, dear friends, for him yet to answer your petitions. And so we do need the Lord to come over all our shortcomings and failings with a blessing from to enrich our soul. Power. It's almighty power arresting you. You hope you can say that, arresting you. Almighty power calls you to ponder the path of your feet. Almighty power calls you to go to the scriptures, to seek for a word of deliverance, divine instruction and teaching in the way he'd have you to go. And so you have to realise this, God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty. And even in those many things in providence today, men wonder why and cannot understand, because they know not God. But you know God, and you know that he is too wise to be mistaken, too good to be unkind with his chosen people. The worldling would never understand God. They know him as a just God at the end, when he says, "Depart from me, I never knew thee." And this will be an exercise of a poor believer. Lord, that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, be made conformable unto his death, even the death of the cross. When we think of those poor things, those maybe colleagues that we have, or people, acquaintances we have, we've met them through the school, you meet them in business, you meet them in your neighbourhood, and yet they know nothing of this wonder-working God, and may never know him until he is their just judge. And he'll do right, because as I said, he has a sovereign right to choose whom he will, and ultimately make them wise over salvation through faith in Christ. And he does give them power. He upholds you with the right hand of his righteousness. He touches your heart. You go on your way rejoicing. You believe you've had a touch. He's magnified his name. You tremble at the thoughts of what might come upon you if you deny him and defy him and forsake him. And so you have to ask your way, because it's the safe way. And the safety in Christ. Other refuge have I none. Hang my helpless soul on thee. Leave, oh, leave me not alone. Still support and comfort me. Because, Lord, I'm ready to faint. But he won't leave you. He won't forsake you. If he's begun that good work in your soul, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, as he reveals himself to them, as he comes to take your ransomed soul to heaven. Such is the wonderful work of God. And oh, what a mercy when there are those that acknowledge him in their ways. He tells us in his word, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and find him directing your paths." Do we? Do we commit all our paths to the Lord? All those things that confront us? Alas, alas, we leave so many things, don't we, that we ought to bring to the Lord, seek wisdom and guidance from him. It's not our own opinion. The hymn writer said, "Some men of wise opinions boast and sleep on doctrine's sand. Let not my soul be lost on such enchanting ground." There's much enchantment, I believe, in religion. Or may it not be amongst us. Enchantment. Oh, we want to be delivered, dear friends, from fleshly, excitable religion, but we want realities. And Lord, only thou can, thine almighty power can redeem me, save me, confirm me as a chosen vessel. Because thou art neither weary. There's so much in that verse, isn't there? The Lord, the Creator, the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. Some say, well, if there were a God, why all these terrible tragedies that take place? Because, dear friends, the Lord does permit it, but he hates sin. He hates sin. He hates your sin and mine, but he doesn't hate your soul, because he has changed your heart, renewed your will. And though you're very much of the earth, he will be, he gives you from time to time a little spiritual mind, which is life and peace. He calms your troubled breast, and he says, stand still. Not be up and doing in this salvation, as many are. Up and doing, good works. He says, stand still and be ye saved. For beside me, there is no Saviour. Oh, at times we give little thought to the wonders that he has left on record in his word. Stand still, be still, know that I am God. We tremble, you know, and we might tremble if the thought of dying was upon us, without being prepared to stand before his face. But our mercy is, we should take a little comfort and hope, and his exceeding great and precious promises, that he will never leave nor forsake his chosen people. Yes, he giveth power. And that blessed mercy is when he takes his word and seals it upon your soul. You have the witness and sealing of the Spirit, which can never be removed. It's the anointing. The anointing, dear friends, we read. And especially the anointing for poor preachers that need that anointing and not go in their own spirit, but have the spirit of grace and of supplication, and to look upon him and wait upon him to grant him then that peace of knowledge that passeth all, peace of knowledge, of understanding, as he opens the eyes of understanding, even needful to those two on the Emmaus road. Couldn't understand why Jesus had to die and raise from the dead. But they'd all been told it. And we can be very forgetful hearers, can't we, of the word of God. But the word of the Lord. He tells us all flesh is as grass, the grass withereth, the flower of the Lord fadeth. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you, and I trust unto oneself. And so the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Here's a little hope for you then, when you and I read it in private meditation, or in the house of God when we read through it, and realize that his word standeth forever. Never mind the God mockers, never mind the atheists. The Lord's word standeth forever. And he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I follow them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. And this is the aim, I believe, of a soul seeking the Lord. It's the gift of eternal life. It's the life hereafter. And how shall we escape the wrath of God except we repent and believe? He giveth power. He increases faith, hope and love to poor sinners that are tried and tempted at all times, all points, tempted like as we are. He was. And so he has gotten the victory, and you'll get the victory through the merits of Jesus. And what a refuge this is. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Why? Because you're determined to know nothing among men save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And you want to be crucified to the world and the world unto you. Oh, how difficult that is for you to do it yourself. You can't. He says, without me, you can do nothing. But blessed be the Lord, trusting him for his faithfulness, trusting for his word reveals, and pray that it might be applied to you and me. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the Creator of the ends of the earth fainted not, and he's the everlasting God? There's one Lord, there's one faith, there's one baptism. There's not a multi-faith religion, dear friends. What a lot of eyewash that is. It's the faith of God's elect, and Jesus is the author of it. He's the beginning of it, and he'll maintain it, and he'll be the final one of it. The faith is turned into reality. Faith, dear friends, into everlasting love, with nothing and no further doubts of mine but you and me. But we are doubting sinners. Doubting castle we drift into. But blessed be the Lord when he says, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction, and poor and needy sinners that come with an aching void that the world could not fill, and they say, Lord, do give me power. Do give me that power, that I might truly be enabled to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint. Because in your down sittings and uprisings, your thoughts, he knoweth them afar off. But he draws near at the appointed time to touch your heart and give you a real token of his love. And oh, how sweet it is to wait upon the Lord. And he breaks through the gloom, breaks through into your soul, and says unto you and me, yea, I love thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness have I drawn thee, the majesty of heaven. And you know what it is then, you crown him Lord of all, for what he has blessed you and me with, a precious promise, a promise that is yea and amen in Christ. Blessed Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. But he'll open it to you, as he did those Emmaus Road disciples. He opened the eyes of understanding, that they understand the scriptures. We may read and read and read, but then the Lord opens the eyes of understanding on a portion, and that's yours. And it's mine, it's forever. And you never take it away, because you've had your anointing with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And you bless the Lord and you ask him to come again. Lord, grant that I might feel that power, that I might truly go on my way rejoicing, believing that thou truly art the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth, and thy grace is sufficient. Thou hast told them. So Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. Fresh supplies of grace at his hand, when he sees fit to comfort your troubled heart, as the chapter started, didn't it? As it said, comfort ye, my people, saith your Lord. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The Lord, the voice of him that cried in the wilderness. And blessed be the Lord that you will cry into the wilderness, and it will allure you and bring you into the wilderness and speak comfortably. And blotted out a thick cloud all your transgressions, your iniquities and your sins. And he is saying to you, follow me, and you'll obey his voice. For he said, my sheep hear my voice,
and they follow me. The obedience of a true believer is to seek that closer walk with God, that calm and heavenly frame, that thing that shines upon the road that leads them to the Lamb, those signs. Signs following the preaching of the gospel, however plea for them, friends. They come. Time is set to heal up your woes, a season most fit His love to disclose. And oh, we need grace to tarry, don't we? We don't want to be like Jacob. My way is hid from the Lord. Your way is not hid from the Lord. He has brought you into His banqueting house. His banner over you will yet be love. And you'll bless those sweets and promises that the Lord bestows upon your soul. The sweet waters and sweet waters draw from the well of salvation. My soul thirsteth after the living God. When wilt thou come, confirm my soul, and say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary. Everlasting, ever present, help to your soul and mine. He is our refuge and our very present help in our trouble. Therefore, I want to say with grace, therefore will I not fear. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no mind. He increaseth strength. May the Lord bless our few remarks. Forgive anything amiss, as we would give Him all the honour and glory, anything acceptable in heaven. Amen. Let us conclude with hymn 327. The tune is Eagerly 132. Whence do our mournful thoughts arise? And where's our courage fled? Has restless sin and raging hell struck all our comforts dead? Have we forgot the almighty name that formed the earth and sea? And can an all-creating arm grow weary or decay?
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us age. Amen.